Okay, Nesiv Shalom.
Goodbye and hey. So, the last time we learned, the Nesiv Shalom explained why it was necessary to go through Mitzrayim before being able to receive the Torah. And he said that in order for for one to be able to be mekabel the Torah properly, one needs to purify their physicality. When one's physicality is in its one's physicality is strong, then it's I don't mean strong in strength-wise. I mean that if one overpowers his physical part of himself, then it's very difficult for any spirituality to enter himself. Physicality and spirituality don't work together. Meaning, if one is focused on their physicality, it's very difficult for them to bring spirituality into their life. So the Nesiv Shalom explained that the purpose of Mitzrayim, of going through the Shibud and Mitzrayim, was to purify our physicality. I mean, our physicality was under constant abuse. So that way, when we came to Mitzrayim, we were able to accept the Torah. He says, nowadays, though, that we have a Torah, we're able to subdue our physicality through Torah learning and Torah observance, something that they did not have back then. They did not have a Torah then. So that's what we're holding right now. Let's start over here. Vihine.
First word,
Last word in the prayer. There was no other way to achieve purity of the physicality. The only way was through servitude and affliction. Which is not the case after the giving of the Torah, which is the light of Torah, that purifies and crystallizes the physicality of the person, until all the barriers that
were you about to take off?
Yeah. It's a new fancy coffee maker.
Air raid. It does sound like it's an air raid.
It's like a rocket taking off or something.
It's a hair raid. Adki Yusrum Imanu. Until the all the barriers that obstruct our eyes from seeing Hashem's light in the world are removed. That's what the Torah accomplishes. So shuvah, meaning that, as he explained, being engrossed in physicality obstructs our view of seeing the Rabbein Shalom in the world. When you're engrossed in physicality, all you see is physicality. But by learning and observing Torah, we're able to look at the world with spiritual eyes instead of physical eyes. We can see the Rabbein Shalom and the rest and throughout the world. That's why Torah is called Torah Or, the light of Torah. It illuminates our eyes to be able to see the Rabbein Shalom in the entire world. So there is no need anymore of slavery and affliction. Rather, the Torah itself weakens the strength of the person, meaning the physical strength of the person. Once again, not the physical strength, but the strength of physicality. As it says in Medrash Tanchuma, Shlei Koras HaKadosh Baruch Hu Brisim Yisrael Ela Al Torah Shebal Peh. It says in Medrash that Hashem only made a covenant with Bnei Yisrael through Torah Shebal Peh, through the oral Torah. Why? She kosha lomad, because it's difficult to learn. Yesh batzar gadol, and there's a lot of pain involved. A person has to pain himself in order to be able to learn the oral Torah. She meshula lechayshich. The oral Torah is compared to darkness. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, as Chazal say on the pasuk, the nation that walks in darkness will see a great light. Ilu bali Talmud. This is referring to those who learn Gemara. They're considered those who walk in the darkness because it's so difficult to learn. Shakadosh Baruch Hu made a name, v'chulu, but at the end of the day, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam illuminates their eyes, v'chulu. Fishiyesh batzar gadol, it involves a lot of pain, in edude shina, and requires sleepless nights. I mean, a person has to pain themselves to stay up at night over Torah learning. Yesh mevaza merav latzmeila, and then there are those that actually, they degrade themselves, meaning that they abuse that. That's a better word. Thank you. They abuse themselves over Torah learning.
What do you mean?
There are people that give away their entire day to Torah learning in a way that they're not able to make a parnasa properly, and so on and so forth. Therefore, the reward for this is in the world to come. As it says, the nation that walks in darkness saw a great light, meaning which is the light that was created on the first day. That hid in the Torah for those who toil in Torah. Atkan l'shani, until here. This was all the words of the Tanchum, Medrash Tanchum. Ha'ana kamavur. This is as we explained. Sha'amolei Torah, those who toil in Torah, mizdaki chachayim shalayim, their physicality is cleansed. To the point that all the barriers that obstruct the Hashem's light in the world are removed. They're able to see the great light. Even though, as long as the physicality reigns over the person, he is walks in the darkness and he sees no light. Through the Torah Gedeisha, one's physicality is cleansed. And the pasuk that is written that even though I sit in the darkness, Hashem is my light, that is that comes to life for this person. Kadosh Baruch Hu Meir LeKol Machshakim, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam illuminates all darknesses. The Fum Tzara Agra, the more according to the toil, is the reward. Dalet, Ula'olam Ein Adam Yachal Yikanes B'Sharei Yecholes Torah Oher, but forever it is impossible for the person to enter into the gateways of the chambers of the light of Torah, Elam Kin Oyver Tchila Machsume Ha'anan V'Arafel Hashetzvila, unless It's only possible unless the person passes through the cloud and the darkness that surrounds it. Until he reaches the holiness, the internal holiness, to feel the sweetness of the Torah. So it's impossible, he says, for the person to reach that sweetness until they first go through the difficulty and the toil that Torah learning involves. As Chazal Darshan, the Pasuk of Atam Shemaya Tishma B'Koyli, and now, if listening, you will listen to my voice. Meaning, Ata Tekavlu Aleichem, if now you will accept it upon yourself, Yerav Lachem Ekanad Havet, then it will be sweet from there on. Meaning, Shekol Aschol is Koshes, as Mechilta said, because all beginnings are difficult. Chiram Rezal, Chazal also say, in Divrei Torah Miskamina, the Mishmei Misat Me'elah, the words of Torah only have an existence by a person that's willing to forfeit himself for it. Atira Nochem, Mikigoinda, and the correct picture in this area, who Oisam Moshul Noidem of Al Shem Tov Schisi Ganadainu, is the awesome parable of the Baal Shem Tov. A move of Degel Machne Ephraim that is brought in the Degel Machne Ephraim, Parshas Tovah. The Melech Shalosam Achitzus Rabbis Bachizus Einayim Zulif Nemizu. A king that, it's a parable to a king that made many barriers, but they weren't real barriers. They were just Achizus Einayim. It was mystical barriers, magic, barriers that were there made out of magic. One inside the other. The Sibiv ben Koisel le Koisel, Doivim va'arayas, v'shar chayas, mavhilois. And then the king set up between each and every wall bears and lions and other wild animals that. Very scary animals, so that people should be afraid to come closer to the next wall. And the king is awesome, the king himself is awesome. And the light of the face of the king illuminates all of the worlds. It's just those walls, those imaginary walls, that obstruct the face of the king. Anybody that just approaches that first wall, and he sees all these scary things, immediately retracts. Yes. But those who know that the king is behind all of those walls, and there are those that strengthen themselves and they pass by a couple of the walls. But afterwards, because of these things that they get scarier and scarier each time, who knows? At the end, he retracts. It's only the son of the king, Ashemeyav Haimim La'aviv, who misses the king terribly. He has his heart yearns to the king. When he sees all of these walls and all of these scary things, this child wonders. Melech Rachman Kamoyscha, such a compassionate king, Ashekirachem Av Albanim Terachem, who has such compassion on his children. Ich Tastir Azatzmacho Behestedim Kaelu. How can you hide yourself with such scary and vicious obstructions? And he started screaming, Keli, Keli, Lama Azavtani. my God, why have you deserted me? He sacrifices himself, and he pushes himself through, and he skips over all of these walls. When his father, the king, sees his self-sacrifice, he removes all of these imaginary walls and imaginary animals. And immediately the son sees that there never was any walls of any barriers. Rather,
I just said that fear is a rice paper wall. You can walk right through it. It looks like steel, but you can walk right through it.
Is that?
Fear is a rice paper wall.
You're such a saying?
Yeah.
I mean, is the marshal saying, are we the children of the king?
Obviously.
So.
Let's finish the marshal. We're still in the middle of Dagon. Here, this is all the Dagon. What he sees is rather a beautiful land, and how the king is sitting on his royal throne, and the entire earth is illuminated through his honor, and he sees and the child falls on his face, of you, Malki. My master, the king, my father, my king, Maze, Istarta Panecha Mimani. Why did you hide your face from me? So the Melech answers, Kalmasha, Sisi, everything that I have done, Raklan Asoischa, was only to test you, with Adasas Asher Belvavcha, and to know what is in your heart, Yiroscha, Ve'ahavas, Ve'ahavoscha, Eli, there's a word, a letter missing. Your fear and your love to me, Kuliad Khan. Until here are the words of the Degel. So basically, what he's saying is the Yetzirah and everything the Yetzirah has to offer are all illusions, and these are the imaginary walls and scary things that are there to test us and to obstruct our vision of our father the king. And so many people who try to come closer, we know that there's a Rabbanu Shlalom hiding behind all this.
You have to hammer it out.
We know that he's there. It's just based on our determination to break through all the illusions. And as we break through each one of these illusions, we realize that it's all an illusion.
And there's 10 more.
What?
And there's 10 more.
Right, but based on our persistence, which is determined by our love and our year and our ahava, our love and our awe of the king, of the Rabbanu Shlalom, that's what it all depends on. And he says once we break through all those illusions, we'll see how the world is one beautiful place, illuminated by the Rabbanu Shlalom's glory. What were you going to say, Doctor?
It's a very hard marshal to swallow. I mean, it's only the son who knows that his father loves him, who can take that leap through those mechitzas of Arzel, because even though it's an illusion, they're very real to everyone else, and no one can break through them, right?
They can, they just get scared off.
The fear drives us away. And it's only the bechina of the Ben Melech who, behind that fear, knows the love of the king for him, and therefore he makes this calculation. It's not possible that he could have done this. It's not possible that this is real because he loves me, right? So you've got to first feel that love before you can do all this Mesiras Nefesh. That's what the Baal Shem is saying. I mean, how do we get to that feeling of his love?
First, you got to kiss the Yetzirah on the lips and dance with him and go through with him. He goes with him.
That's not
this
moshul.
No,
but that's not this moshul.
Yeah, that's true.
The Slonimer is saying that every step you take...
That's not like the Baal Shem Tov.
He's bringing the Baal Shem Tov to prove his initial thesis that you cannot make any step in Ruchnius without first going through the dark side.
Right.
That's what he's saying. There is no step forward without meeting the Anan and Arafel.
Right, but he's calling the Anan and the Arafel. Right. Which is the test, which is the Anisiyonis. Everybody
right,
goes through.
But I'm saying
I don't think there's any Chiddush here. I don't think there's any Chiddush here.
I'm trying to read him in a non-Musafic way, that this is not Musa, right?
No, it's not Musa, but we know that it's impossible for a person
to
reach any Madrega without a Sionis.
Right.
And we have to view a Nisoyan, every test, as another step closer to the Divine Shlag.
But it's only the son who succeeds. Right, he's
yep.
the knight who able to feel.
What he's saying is, you need the Ahava. You need to feel that love in order to be able to get through all of the tests.
So the question is, where do you get that?
Oh,
that's the
question.
We're focusing here after on Alim Atar, no?
Right. So what? I think that. This past Shabbos.
No, but his notion of Torah isn't stam limud for the Slonimer. Torah is. The lens by which you look at reality. He keeps saying that.
Yeah, but he also
eyes are blind until you use the spectacles of Torah to see the veils.
Right, so he's saying that you do need. He's saying you need Torah Shabbat Peh. You need the toil on Torah Shabbat Peh.
Absolutely, right? But I'm saying that it's not a restricted notion of learning.
It scares me.
Yeah, but this past Shabbos we spoke about the Indian of. That the Ahavas Hashem is within each and every one of us. It's just we're created with that Ahavas Hashem. We need to hammer it out. Huh?
It's all cloudy.
We just need to hammer it out.
Right.
It's each and every one of us has it within us. It's something we know, and it's just we have to tap into it.
Maybe a sledgehammer.
So we hammer it out by
hammer it out
by twirling in Torah or by
it could be, yeah. So it's you're saying it's a catch-22. You can't access that Ahavas Hashem until you start hammering it out, and you don't want to hammer it out until you know the Ahavas Hashem. So it's a bit of a catch-22. But we learned the Siva Shalom. Now you know it.
Okay.
All right.
When
you jump out of
a plane, have a parachute.
yes, very much. You know, there's a Beis HaLevi. By the way, the Beis HaLevi is a Chassidus Sefer. You haven't known that. the Beis HaLevi comments on the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says that Lo Asid Lova, when Mashiach comes, Hashem is going to slaughter the Yetzirah. And the Gemara says that for tzaddikim nidma lahem kahar, the tzaddikim is going to look like the Yetzirah is going to look like a mountain, and for the Rishonim it's going to look like a hare. So, and both of them will cry. The tzaddikim are going to cry, how was I able to overcome this mountain? And the Rishonim will cry, how wasn't I able to overcome this hare?
What about us regular people?
We're going to fall into one of those categories.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Mr. Dina,
I know I am then.
So, in a moment, we'll figure where we're holding.
All right.
So the Beis HaLevi asks, well, what is it? Is it a mountain or is it a hare? I mean, the Rebbe Shlom is true. What's going on over here? So how can Hashem... if it's really a mountain, how can Hashem make it look to the Rishayim like a hare and make him cry over it? If it's a mountain, then they weren't able to overcome a mountain. What's the big deal? So he says, no. He says the Yetzirah is an illusion. Everything the Yetzirah has to offer is an illusion, and anybody that has ever given into the Yetzirah knows exactly what he means, right? The Yetzirah offers us the world, and then finally when we have it, we realize that he has nothing.
It's Just like a politician.
Okay. So the Yetzer really is all it is an illusion. So, but the tzaddik who never partook of what the Yetzer had to offer really thinks the Yetzer has a mountain to offer. Right? So when that time comes, Rabbi Shlomo will give them the reward of, you know, you kept this Yetzer as a mountain. The Russia knows that it's all a hair, that it's really he has nothing to offer. That the whole thing is just an illusion.
Because he always tasted it.
He said that's why. It's just the metzias of the world is that Yeshlem Mona writes him a sign. If somebody has his first million, he wants another million. Why? Because when he has his first million, that's not interesting anymore. He realized that first million that the Yetzirah was blowing up and exaggerating is really nothing. Okay, but maybe there's another million out there that will make me happy. When he has that million, he wants another million. It's the metzias of the world is that the Yetzirah blows everything out of proportion, and it's all an illusion. So for the Rishayim, it's a hair.
Thanks for clarifying where I stand.
So basically, this is Shem Tov is this is all the illusions of the Yetzirah are out there. And it's if we persist with the Havas Hashem, we can actually reach that. We can actually reach the Divine Shleva. Im ki advarim amurim minyanay avodas Hashem. Even though these words of the Baal Shem Tov were said regarding avodas Hashem, shaychem hem lepachas minyanay esek haTorah. They also can be attributed to the learning of Torah. Anybody who enters the world of Torah, in the beginning of their path, all he will see are walls and barriers standing before him, that seem to be hiding the light of the holiness of Torah. His brain and his heart are not with him. And he seems to be walking in the darkness. It seems to be clogged and confusion and a lack of clarity.
That's true. I said that's true.
And actually, many just retract. Achmen HaMelech, but the son of the king, Amiti, the true son of the king, La Yachais Mipnei Koil. Is not scared off by all of these things. Umadalag alak solim, and he skips over all of these barriers, v'advaramam avhidim, and all these scary things. Atshakadosh Baruch Hu pesech lefanu sharei haTorah, until the Rebbe Shlomo opens up before him the gates of the light of Torah. Uchenzem atzina v'tanad ve'eliyahu v'zal shanei. We find similar to this in the Tanad ve'eliyahu. And he writes, what are B'nai Yisrael compared to in this world to their father in heaven? The Melech Basav Adam, to a king of flesh and blood, Shiesh Leibonim Avadim, who has children and servants. Omar, Etzarev is B'nai Avadai. He says, let me test my children and my servants. Mishehu Oyavani V'yorim Imani. Who are the ones that both love me and fear me? Who just fears me and doesn't love me? So he got up and built a cul-de-sac. But also within the cul-de-sac he made a courtyard. But also pishpish cotton, and in this courtyard he made a small hut. Then they showed him Gedolim, the Kavod Pnei HaMelech. And through this hut, one can go through this little, it's like a little hut, that one can go through this hut, and that will lead him out to a wide thoroughfare where one can actually greet the king. He who loves the king, Mitzar Gufay, pains his body, and he goes through this little hut. It seems like this is like a small hole,
That goes eventually, it comes out to reach the face of the king. It seems like it's a tunnel. Somebody who doesn't love the king, he's not going to pain himself to go through this tunnel in order to greet the king. So, Elu Tamil Chacham, this is the Tanya of Elio speaking. Elu Tamil Chacham, Shemaisin Ma'atzmam, Lomay Torah, Mishnah, Halacha, Yisva, Agada, Yisva, Chulu, Adkan. These are the tunnel are the Tamil Chachamim that sacrifice themselves to learn Torah, Mishnah, Halacha, Yisva, Agada, until they go out to greet the king. This is as we explained. It's impossible to reach the light of Torah unless a person passes through a purification of one's physicality, which is pushing himself through this little tunnel to greet the king. All beginnings are difficult, but only one who is self, who sacrifices himself, and he is of those who walk in the darkness, who are willing to walk through the darkness. He is the one who merits the great light. And it is hinted to in the words of the Tanchuma, that the light that was created on the first day was hidden for those who toil in Torah, meaning those who toil, not just who read it. And so on. Those who are willing to toil to understand the Torah. Ki Hashem Omar Lishkan Va'arofa. Va'onan Va'arofa Svivav. Right? The cloud and the darkness surrounds it. Surrounds him. Ra'ke Elu Shemaisim Nafshem Al HaTorah Zeichem Legalas Asora Le'ki Agonaz Va. Only those who are willing to sacrifice themselves for Torah are merit to reveal the godly light that is hidden within it. Shehu Atzmai Ar HaTorah, which is the light of Torah. Yeah. Now that we've mastered Torah, we are going to start Tefillah next week.
Next Sunday there's no shir, right?
You're cold? I'm schwitzing away.
Next Sunday is no shir, right?
Because you're toiling.